So James, Man City on Wednesday night, what are your thoughts going into that game?
Well, it's obviously it's a pretty special fixture for Sunderland fans. Sunderland seem to have this little Indian sign over Manchester City, or have done in recent years, and this fixture at the Stadium of Light. It's 4 years in a row they've won 1-0 against all the odds, against a Manchester City team studded with world-class players. And the challenge is to see whether they can make it five in a row. Of course, the odds will be against them once again. Manchester City will be clear favourites, but then you could have said that for each of the last four visits too, and Sunderland have caused the upset. So on that basis, I guess there's no reason why they couldn't do it again.
Obviously, it's right in the middle of a week of very tricky fixtures for Sunderland, but they got off to a good start in those three fixtures with the 0-0 draw against Chelsea. Can they continue that against Man City?
Yeah, well, you'd have to hope so. I mean, they showed that they're capable of keeping a clean sheet against arguably the, well, probably not even arguably, probably the best team in the country at the moment. And if they can do that against Chelsea, then and keep Diego Costa quiet, you know, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to do the same against Man City and Sergio Aguero.
Obviously, very good performance from pretty much everybody on Saturday against Chelsea. Do you expect any changes from Gus Poyet?
I think it'll be very difficult. I know that Gus was very much of the opinion that he would have to make some changes this week because of the nature of the three fixtures and the amount of running that Sunderland would have to do. I think after a performance like that one against Chelsea, it's very hard to make changes. I mean, who would you drop? It's very, very difficult. Very difficult. The only thing that leaps out at you is, can Wes Brown play three games in a week? And if not, would you play Sebastian Coates in there alongside John O'Shea? Because Coates can't play against Liverpool because he's on loan from Liverpool on Saturday. So that might be one change he could make, but would you really want to bring Coates in at this point when he's barely played, when Brown did so well against Chelsea at the weekend? It's a tough one for Gus. It'll be interesting to see what he does.
Over at Manchester City, Manuel Pellegrini has some selection headaches of his own. Mangala suspended for it and Kompany limping off on Sunday against Southampton. What do you say? Do you think that will have good effect for Sunderland?
It can't help. It can't hurt, should I say. It can't hurt. Obviously, Mangala's suspension, he can't play. And as you say, Kompany limping off. Also, of course, Man City played on Sunday, so they've got one less day to recover than Sunderland. But having said that, Pellegrini's got so many top players to choose from. You know, he's got good players to bring in. So I don't think there's too many worries from Man City's point of view on that score.